This message was recorded at the Redeemed Christian Church of God Salvation Center, where we're maximizing potential and fulfilling destiny. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to the following message.
This morning, I have come to bring you the Word of God. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you will receive this Word in Jesus' name. Amen. I want you to be in prayer for me as I take you on a journey this morning. I want to paint a picture. I have ministered in several women's conferences all over the world. And this is the very first time I felt a need not to call a guest minister, but to deliver the message by the grace of God this morning to you without a guest minister. And I believe that the word that I have for you this morning, other people have heard it. They've heard it in several churches, but you've never heard it here at Salvation Center. And I felt this Relevant Women's Conference this year is the right time for you to understand this journey that I want to take you on this morning, and also for you to go on the journey with me as I paint a picture. Amen. Do I hear the women in the house say amen? Every woman in the house say amen. Amen. Our theme this year is completely complete in Christ. Amen. Completely complete in Christ. Do I hear the men in the house say amen? Amen. Every man under the sound of my voice, come on, say amen. Amen. It is impossible to paint a picture of a woman without painting a picture of the man. And it is impossible to paint a picture of a man without painting a picture of a woman. So this morning, I want to take you on a journey of the both together. Now, one thing that I have discovered and I have realized is that women have a bad reputation almost everywhere in the world. Throughout time, women have a bad reputation. Women are usually looked upon as the one that will cause destinies to dry. Women are looked upon as a stigma in places, in societies. Women are looked up as a stigma even in the church. Women should not preach, women should not this, women should not that, and so on and so forth. And so that the only way we see women is what is on her chest. And the only way we see women is what is on her backside. And that these two things she uses to destroy destiny. Women have a bad reputation. Women are looked upon as someone or an individual that causes men to miss the mark. Monica Lewinsky is a very famous name in the US of A because she caused the president of a mighty nation to bow. Some people look at women and think that the value of women is reduced to what is between a woman's legs. And so this morning, we want to reestablish the purpose of a woman. We want to make sure that you understand, because let me tell you, this has been the stigma, and some women carry this stigma because they don't understand the purpose that they were made for. When a purpose is not known, there is the ability to misuse something that is not known. If you don't know the use of something, you will misuse it. If you don't know the value of yourself, you will misuse yourself. If you don't know the value of your spouse, meaning your wife in this particular situation, you will misuse her. And so this morning, the very first thing I want us to look at is Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 18. Genesis chapter number 2, verse number 18. It says, and the Lord God said, it is not what? Good that what? The man should be alone. I will make him a help meet for him. Now there is a key word in that sentence, and that key word is help. Now let me make you understand that in this US of A, there was a time, and there is a movie that is done recently to show us the meaning that they thought help meant. Help means a housekeeper. Help. The word help was used in this country to mean the black woman that comes 9 to 5 to take care of your child and clean the house. Help in other parts of the world, specifically in Africa, also means my house help. The one that takes care of the business in my home. That manages the things like wash this car and wash this clothes and bathe the children while you sit like a king. But the true meaning of help. The Bible talks about the Holy Spirit being our help. And now we must understand that when the Bible says the Holy Spirit is our help, it's not saying the Holy Spirit is our housekeeper. The Holy Spirit, the Bible says, is our helper. That means our guide. Somebody say guide. The purpose of a woman in the life of a man is a guide. The Bible said, God looked at Adam and saw, oh my God, you ain't going to make it. And he said, it is not good for man to be alone. He needs help. The Holy Spirit is our helper. He's our guide. When we are confused, we are supposed to consult with the Holy Spirit. A woman is by the side of a man to be a guide, a counselor, and one to turn to when they are confused. That is the purpose of a woman. That is the purpose that God has created the woman to do. And that is the place that God has put her. In the beginning, it was God's desire when he created a woman out of a man and made them one, in that those two individuals are supposed to rule together. Be fruitful, God said, and multiply, and what? Subdue the earth together. But then something happened. Before I go into what happened, and where it happened was the Garden of Eden. But before we go there, I want you to understand that by nature, in the natural, men are givers. Men are pollinators. Men are dispersers. Naturally, a man gives. Naturally, a man pollinates. Somebody say pollinate. Pollinate means they give a seed. A man naturally gives seeds. Whereas, even though they are created equally, there is a role for each and everybody in this assignment. The role of a man is to give. The role of a man is to pollinate. The role of a man is to disperse. The role of a man is to be a dispenser. The role of a woman is to receive. Naturally, a woman receives a seed. Do I hear an amen? Naturally, a woman is the one that receives. We are receivers by nature. A woman receives. And when she receives, she becomes an incubator. Naturally, a woman incubates. Naturally, a woman nurtures. Naturally, a woman makes sure with her own nutrients, nurtures the seed that was given to her. That is why when you see, give a woman, a virtuous woman, give her $5 and she will make a mighty soup. Because women, they receive, they incubate, they know how to turn an ordinary seed into multiplication. It is impossible for God to have been talking to Adam alone when he says, be fruitful and what? Multiply. Why? It is impossible for Adam to multiply without an incubator. Do I hear an amen? Amen. I want to say that again. It is impossible for Adam. Let me start with this. It is impossible for God to be speaking to only Adam when he said, be fruitful and multiply. It is impossible for Adam to be fruitful and multiply without an incubator. Men are dispersers, they're pollinators, they give. Women are receivers, they receive, they nurture, they incubate. Do I hear an amen? Amen. Say to your neighbor, she's going somewhere with this. Something happened in the Garden of Eden. We're going to Genesis chapter number 3. We're going to start with verse number 6. Let me tell you, we're going to skip some. We're going to read 6. Then we're going to read 9. Amen. Then we're going to read 11 to 14. And then we're going to skip and read 16 through 19. Let's start with verse number 6. Do I hear an amen? It says, and when the woman saw, somebody say saw. When the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. Somebody said there is an error here. I told you, Sister Wumi, that naturally, these people are not in the spirit. They're naturally in the Garden of Eden. And naturally, I just said to you that women are receivers. Do you agree? Women are incubators. Do you agree? Women are nurturers. Do you agree? Why is it that it is now Eve that is giving Adam a seed? Things that make you go, Why is it that Eve is the one that went to pluck the seed? When God said, be fruitful and multiply, they were there present together. But I am confident because I studied it. When God was talking to Adam and was pointing out the seeds, Eve was not even created yet. Read your Bible. When God was pointing out this one, good, eat this one, good, eat this one, do not eat. Eve was not born. Eve was not created. Do I hear an amen? Adam got the memo and the manual even before Eve was created. Adam, though they were created from the same flesh and the same bone, they are equal. But Adam automatically is supposed to be the one in charge of how things are supposed to be as far as roles. The moment that Eve went to pluck the seed and tried to give, it's to Adam. He should have been like, incorrect, wife. I get the seed because I'm the one that got the memo. I'm the one that got the manual. I'm the one that know which one is to pluck because I am the one that I'm supposed to give you the seed. That is why till this day, women find it difficult, you know, to just, you know, you find women that continue to ask their husband, what do you want to eat? What do you want to eat? Tell me what you want and I will make it. Tell me, sow the seed of what you want. Tell me what you want to eat and I will make it and prepare it. Till this day, we're having that problem. The first problem in the Garden of Eden is that a misuse of roles. Adam is supposed to be the one to go and hunt for the seed to sow. And then whatever kind of cake, Eve, it is within her right to know what to do with the seed. It is not her right. It's not, I don't want to use the word right. It is not within her role to be able to identify the seed. It is for her to receive the seed and turn the seed into a meal. Do I hear an amen? Verse number 9. And he said, verse number 9, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Come on, let's go. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? And he said, who told thee? This is up skipping, remember? And he said, who told thee that thou wast naked? Has thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou should not eat? And the man said, pay attention. And the man said, the woman whom thou gavest to me, that is with me. She gave me to eat, and I did eat. Look at Adam. Adam is blaming God. I was fine all by myself. I didn't ask you for nothing. I was pleased in the garden, but you thought that you should give me a wife. You gave me a woman. So he's saying, don't try to put blame on me, God. Adam automatically passed the buck to God. God said, what's going on here? What happened? He says, the woman you gave me, am I making it up? Did you not read that? He says, and the man did what? Said, the woman who thou gavest to me, that is with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat. Oh my God. Somebody say, passing the buck. He says, and I did eat. And the man said, all right, we said that. Mm-hmm. It says, and the Lord God said unto the woman, what is this that thou hast done? And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me, and I did eat. I want to give a lesson to the house. When you are not the one that is sowing the seed into your wife, if you, and when I'm talking about seed now, I'm talking about even the word. When you are speaking to your wife, the things that you speak to your wife, they are also seeds. And if you neglect to do your assignment and speak life, that baby, you look good. Baby, I like that dress. Guess what? If you don't do it, somebody else will begin to do it. And she begins to have itchy ears. Most men, they say, she knows I love her. She knows I love her. I don't have to be saying it all the time. She knows I love her already. She knows she's beautiful. If you were not beautiful, I would not have married you. Get that. Caution. The reason why Eve could even calm down, the reason why Eve was even ready for another voice to make influence in her life, the reason why, Maybe Adam was so busy with the animals or something. He was busy with whatever, that where was Adam when the serpent was romancing his wife? Two human beings in a whole city, let's call it a city. The Garden of Eden, from what I understand, was big. It was really big. Two human beings in a whole city. Where was Adam when Eve was having a romance session with the serpent? That she has to say, when did it happen? That it was outside of his care, outside of his sight, and outside of his hearing, that the devil is dancing with his wife. Where was Adam? And then I want you to understand some basic things in this. After they all explained what is the problem, it says, God now has to now give the solution. So what are we going to do now? And it says, it's unto the woman, he said. After he spoke to the devil, he spoke to the serpent, he cursed the serpent. And then he said, unto the woman, I will greatly what? Multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children. Understand that in the beginning it was not so. To bring forth children in sorrow is as a result of the curse. I want to say it again. In the beginning, it was not so. To bring forth children is as a result of what? The curse. It says, thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow that shall bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall what? He shall what? Rule over thee is as a result of the curse. I want to say it again. To rule over your wife, or for your wife to rule, for you to rule over your wife, or for your husband to rule over you, was not God's original plan. It is as a result of the curse. You were meant to be co-rulers. Can somebody say co-rulers? But because of the curse, it says your desire shall be for your husband and he shall rule over you. I want to make sure it's clear again. In the beginning, it was not so. Do I hear amen? When the Bible now talks about Adam's curse, do you notice? I want you to look at that scripture and realize, we're not going to be able to read it because of time. God did not curse Adam directly. I need an usher to come. Bolari, you can come. God did not hold Adam accountable. He said, I will curse everything else around you. But you by yourself, he did not curse. He cursed the woman. He said she will have sorrow, and that her husband will, as a result of the curse, the husband will rule over her. Instead of you being co-rulers, what Eve should have done was to consult with Adam. Is this good to eat? But she didn't do that. She just went and she did pluck a fruit and gave it to Adam to eat. When God was placing the curse, he placed a curse on the serpent. He placed a curse directly on Eve. But because Adam said, it is the woman that you gave me. It's the one that gave me this tree and I did eat. So he said, okay, Adam, since you want to remove yourself from the equation, since you have decided that it is my fault that I gave you a wife, since you removed yourself from the equation, you are not going to share in the curse. But the ground will be cursed for your sake. But directly, I will not curse you. So Adam went free. I would like to say that because, yeah, the cursed ground will also affect Eve. It will affect the serpent. It affects everybody. But a direct curse was placed on the woman that now we realize that you are not able to consult with your wife, so you need supervision. Rule over means you need supervision. You cannot be the woman that God has created you to be, so you need supervision. Every woman that does not understand her purpose in life needs supervision. That is a bad thing to need supervision. Because if pastor travels and he has to be calling me every moment to figure out, something is wrong. But when he travels and he trusts me, that I am a woman who understands my role, and I understand that I am a helpmeet suitable to him, and I understand that I may take on that role and make sure that when my husband tells me something, I keep it and not go and blabber my mouth. Every woman who still operates under the curse and does not understand their meaning and their true identity, they will continue to rule over you because you need supervision. When we talk about a daycare is a place where the person that is in the care, they're ruling over the children. They have to supervise children. Adam went free. God said, you said, it's my fault. Okay, Adam. You stand here, and through time, I will show you what you should have done to the woman, how you should live with the woman, and how you should manage your household. And so Adam stood while Eve was going through. The first child was in sorrow. Adam, stand there. The first child was in sorrow. The second child was in sorrow. And now stigma on her all over. Labels of every kind. It became that she became a disgrace. Every time they mention a woman, they mention the fact that she is the one that causes downfall in society. There was a stigma on her. There was, every time you hear woman, it's like they run. There was a stigma on her that allowed them to separate from her. When men are having important meetings, they tell her to go and sit in the back. When men are having a program in the synagogue, they tell her to go and sit in the back, because they felt like now there is a stigma. But God, yes, said, yes, I did curse her. I did. But I am now going to show you, Adam. I said, stand there, sir. Adam, face me. I am going to show you, Adam, what you should have done with Eve. And so God, with all this stigma, and all, stand there, Adam, with all of these things that was going in and all this shame, that a woman is not known but anything but a prostitute. A woman is not known as anything but one that truncates destinies. And a woman is not known but for her backside and her front side alone, and that she's good for nothing. And God said in Jeremiah 31, verse 22, it says, how long, are you reading with me? Jeremiah 31, 22. Are you reading with me? It says, how long will thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord has what? Created what? A new thing in where? The earth. A woman. Somebody say a woman. The same woman that messed up in the Garden of Eden. The same woman that has a stigma. The same woman is the one that God is saying, Adam, stand and watch what I am going to do in the of the woman. God took responsibility and said that I know what I will do. And the Bible said this same woman shall what? Encompass. Amen. It is impossible for a man to be born without the womb of a woman. And so through the years, it looked like God forgot about the assignment or the problem that was on ground. The fact that the woman is in sorrow all the time, and the fact that the woman is always going up and down during her menstrual cycle. Depression today, up tomorrow, and five yo-yo. And it looks like God forgot. But God said, Adam, watch. And then when the set time came, the same woman that had a stigma, the same woman that looked like destroyed destinies, the same woman that God said they will rule over, also God said, Adam, watch me. I am the one that will show you how you're supposed to be. And God took a seed called the Holy Spirit and went and gave it to Mary, and Mary received the gift of salvation and carried our Lord Jesus Christ, and she incubated him and she nourished him and she brought forth a mighty tree called Jesus. This same woman that was a stigma, God says, I will restore you by myself. The curse, let's talk about the curse. The curse that was placed has been removed. And that is why the scripture says, cursed is every man that hangs on the tree, the mighty tree that she brought forth, the one that was looked like was ignored, was the same one that God said, I will use. Let me let you understand that Jesus did not have to be born. He existed in heaven already. He didn't have to be in the womb of a woman. But because all things work together for good of those that love him and are called according to his purpose, he said, this same woman, I will use her the right way, and I will take a seed and let her understand her value, that she is a receiver, she is an incubator. And when you give a woman something, she turns it to gold. Hallelujah. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam. The curse that we read in the Bible that says he will greatly multiply your sorrow has been taken away by your Lord Jesus Christ. The curse that says that in sorrow you will bring forth children has been taken away by your Lord Jesus Christ, because he hung on the cross. And the Bible says, cursed be every man that hangs on the tree. He took your curse upon himself. He punished your sin upon himself. I want to say that again. Your Lord Jesus punished your sin upon himself. And this is what he has on a final note as I close to say about you. Colossians chapter 2, verse number 7 to 10. Colossians chapter 2, verse 7 to 10 says, rooted. Come on, I want us to read it together. It says, rooted. Let's say, read it together. One, two, go. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Verse number 8. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit. Pause there. You are no longer under the curse. No man should be ruling over you, but you should take your place as a woman. Be useful. Stop gossiping around. If you are still gossiping, then he will have to rule over you. If you don't know your place or your assignment, then he will have to rule over you. But when you take your place as a co-ruler, and your husband or your man knows that he can trust you, and you will keep the word that he has given to you, that this will happen, and you call your friend, oh, girl, let me tell you what my husband had told me. Then he will rule over you. But the moment you understand that you are no longer under a curse, and you can be responsible, and you can be a woman of virtue, a woman who is a helpmeet, suitable, then this applies to you. Continue reading. Let's start from verse 8 again. It says, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophies and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiment of the world, and not after what? Christ. Verse number 9 says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead in bodily. Come on, verse number 10 says, and ye are what? And ye are what? You are no longer under a curse, but you operate as a complete human being. You are no longer under the bondage of the Garden of Eden. That is no longer your assignment, nor is it no longer a stigma for you. But ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Verse number 11, in whom also ye are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. Stand with me.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. We encourage you to fellowship with us here at Salvation Center if you are in the San Antonio area. For more information, visit our website at www.rccgsanantonio.org.